Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louis Zimlick here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. I'm at St. John Bosco Parish in Matawan, St. Margaret Mary Parish in Marcellus, and once in a while we're at St. Mary's in Pawpaw. And this is a outreach of the Catholic Church, the local Catholic Church here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, all over southwestern Michigan. And we're happy you're with us here today. What we typically do on this radio program is we read the scriptures that are read all over the world. These beautiful scriptures, Old Testament, we'll read from Isaiah today, and also a reading from Paul, as well as the gospel reading. And another reminder, too, is we're heading into the Easter season. So in 3 days, this Wednesday will be Ash Wednesday. And those of you, maybe you're not Catholic, many Christians will come to receive ashes on their forehead. And it's really a reminder to us that this world is a passing place, okay? We're only going to be here for a short period of time. And, you know, what is my story going to be? You know, what will I have to tell my relatives when I see my relatives, when I go from this world? Am I going to heaven? You know, we need to think about that. You know, what kind of life have I led? And even if it has been a life of dissipation, so to speak, you know, as they say in the gospel with the prodigal son, this life of really not a holy life, a hard life. And for some people, you know, yes, we do choose between good and evil, but sometimes we are born into circumstances that are just really awful, just treacherous circumstances where we really never had very good parents. And we're going to talk about parenting a little bit today, too, in our readings. But, you know, to pray for those people and for you to know that Jesus Christ wants you. Jesus Christ loves you, and God loves you, and wants you to be healed, you know, before you leave this place, before your final judgment comes, and really to know that we're waiting for you. Those of us here in the Catholic Church, if you've never been baptized, if you've thought about becoming Catholic, you can go onto the website at the Diocese of Kalamazoo, which is diokzoo.org, or visit any of the Catholic churches. And typically, you know, people come into the is usually about 4 or 5 months of training. But many times pastors will talk to you, pastors and deacons will talk to you about your, you know, what sacraments you've received, if you've already received baptism. The different, each case is different, okay? And, you know, so often today, you know, we either do things kind of in a cookie cutter type way, or we just say, well, all you have to do is look up at the sky and say, God forgive me and God help me and God save me, and it's all done. Well, Scripture tells us differently. Scripture tells us that in order for us to be born again, we have to be washed in this water, right? Baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And we need to enter into relationship with God, okay? Not just this, okay, I've done that, now I can sit on the couch and watch all the football I want. No, it does not work that way. So we have to enter in, just like in a relationship when you're married, just like in a relationship when with a good friend. It does not mean anything if you say to someone, I love you, and then 10 years later you say, I love you again. That's not relationship, okay? That's the same thing it is in the spiritual life, the same thing it is with God. So let us pray today for those who are lost, those who are truly lost, who are wandering without anyone, that we want you to come home. We want you to be baptized, to receive all the sacraments, to receive all the graces that the Catholic Christian Church has to offer you. So as we start our readings today, and just as a reminder too, if you'd like to listen to more Catholic radio things about the Catholic Church, you can listen to 91.5 FM in the Kalamazoo area, 89.7 in the Battle Creek area, and AM 1140 in the Grand Rapids area. And I know they're getting an FM station up and running in the Grand Rapids area too, as well. And you can also go to holyfamilyradio.net and look at the stations that they've got there and information on the Catholic Church. Also, another good source is EWTN.com, and that's on most of the cable channels as well. Beautiful stuff about the Catholic Church. But don't hesitate to call. We have a lot of very wonderful church secretaries that are very loving and caring and will be happy to answer your questions in a very loving and kind way. And, you know, if for some reason, you know, you have a bad experience at one church or the other, please go to the next one. Go to the next church and really reach out. Reach out to the pastor or the deacon there so that they may help you. Because that's what we're here for. We're here to do God's work. And that's, you know, that's what the scriptures are about today, too. So we're reading from February 26th, 2017. This is the 8th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Next week we go into Easter. We begin Lent, the Lenten season, starting with Ash Wednesday. And, of course, Ash Wednesday is this reminding us that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. Those are the words that are said as we receive the ashes on our forehead, which are the burned palms from the year before. They are made into this blackened ash, and we make the sign of the cross on our foreheads to remind us of this, that be on our mind and truly be on our hearts as well. So let's go right to the readings. The first reading is from Isaiah 49, 14 through 15. So that's Isaiah 49, 14 through 15. Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget her infant, be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget you." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So beautiful Old Testament reading. We'll come back to these and comment on each one of these readings. But we'll go through all the readings here. Our second reading is from 1 Corinthians 4, 1 through 5. "Brothers and sisters, thus should one regard us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Now it is, of course, required of stewards that they be found trustworthy. It does not concern me in the least that I be judged by you or any human tribunal. I do not even pass judgment on myself. I am not conscious of anything against me, but I do not thereby stand acquitted. The one who judges me is the Lord. Therefore, do not make any judgment before the appointed time, until the Lord comes. For he will bring to light what is hidden in darkness, and will manifest the motives of our hearts. And then everyone will receive praise from God." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And our reading, our gospel reading today is from the Gospel of Matthew, and that is Matthew 6, 24 through 34. That's Matthew 6, chapter 6, 24 through 34. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "No one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food for the body, and more than clothing? Look at the birds of the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. They are not you more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way of the wildflowers grow. They do not work or spin. But I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you? O you of little faith, do not worry and say, what are we to eat? Or what are we to drink? Or what are we to wear? All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows what you need, all of them, them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So beautiful readings today, and the Catechism, you know, focusing on what all of these teachings are, giving us good guidance on what the interpretation of all of these scriptures, and of course, that's how we formulate the comments that we make. We look to the Catechism, we look to the teaching of the Church for the last 2,000 years of bishops and popes and saints and great theologians, people who have lived in the last 2,000 years. And really we take and we also think about our own lives too, about the things that are going on in our own lives. We insert ourselves into these scriptures. And who am I? You know, am I in the darkness or am I in the light? And so in this first reading from Isaiah 49, really preparing us, a lot of these scriptures, preparing us for Lent, preparing us to make these choices, what kind of choices we make every day. But the Catechism puts plainly here that God's love for Israel is compared to a father's love. And that also, as parents, we are the first representatives of God. You see? That good parents reflect the goodness of God. You see? So, what does that mean in my family? You know, sometimes that is how very often people have a bad impression of God or a bad impression of authority and authority figures in our lives, whether they be police officers or whether they be teachers or people or pastors who are trying to teach us, right? And we push back against that because maybe we were taught very heavy-handedly, right? So as parents, so important to remember that we are dealing with children. And how does God look at us? God looks at us with so much mercy, so much compassion, as God looked on Israel. You know, all the mistakes they would make. You know, all the things they would do. You know, freeing them out of bondage and slavery. And then half of the people, after being freed, saying, you know, we want to go back. We want to go back and be enslaved. We want to go back and be in bondage. You know, we feel comfortable with that because it's too scary to take responsibility for myself. It's too scary to believe in something daily. See? We take the easy path. We take the wide road. But my brothers and sisters, the path is narrow. The path is narrow to God. And in some ways, the narrowing of that path, there's only room for one, right? So as much as we love our husbands and our wives and we love our good friends and things like that, we must walk this road by ourselves in this relationship with God, this intimacy with God, see? So, and that's how we are typically called out of this life, one at a time. One at a time. One at a time we face God. And what is the story that I tell? How did I raise my children? How did I treat my children? Did I treat my children as a loving God? Because it becomes a reflection. It becomes a reflection of how our love is. And you know, unfortunately, if your mother or your father did not treat you nicely and with respect, you know, and unfortunately maybe they were treated the same, to consider that, to think about that. But my brothers and sisters, let us think about that and enter into that today. To think about, is that why I look at God as this mean and vengeful God? Because of how I was treated by my parents? Or how I was treated by a figure of authority? But we always have to remember that they are people too, right? And as we grow up, as we get older, we're 35, 40 years old, we have to be honest with ourselves and say, you know what? It's tough to be a parent. It's hard to be a parent. I understand how my parents made mistakes. So it is a time of reconciliation. It's a time of honesty and truth. And Isaiah is really opening that up for us. And the church is really opening that up for us. Is that to reflect the goodness of God, to be good parents, you know? To say that Our Father prayer every single day, whether it be in the morning or in the evening, but to say that, that transformative prayer, to say that over and over and over again. So let's go to 1 Corinthians. So 1 Corinthians, the church is pointing to this, the mysteries of God, that we are stewards of the mysteries of God. And this is from 1 Corinthians 4, 1 through 5. And quite plainly, the church puts it right in these first two, right in the first two sentences here. Thus should one regard us as servants for Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. And what we are stewards of are these sacraments, these seven sacraments within our church, these beautiful seven sacraments: baptism, holy communion, reconciliation, marriage, confirmation, holy orders, and the anointing of the sick. All of these sacraments carrying grace upon grace upon grace upon grace upon grace all through our lives. See, just this beautiful pouring out God's love through the sacraments. And we truly are stewards of these sacraments, stewards of these great mysteries of these sacraments. The Eastern Church calls them the seven. We call them the seven sacraments. The Eastern Church calls it the seven mysteries, see? Because we don't fully understand. And be careful, you know, if you belong to another tradition or things like that, be careful of making fun of. Be careful of making fun of things from the Catholic Church. Because they are true, and they are beautiful, and they are good, and they are from God. So be careful. Be careful when you throw a rock. Be careful. Because these things are from God. These things are for healing. Especially the sacrament of reconciliation. I could say especially the sacrament of this and especially the sacrament of that very easily. You look at marriage, where marriage is at right now. And many churches do not treat it as a sacrament. My brothers and sisters, it's needed to be a sacrament. It needs that grace, that sacramental grace. Be married inside that church, to be married inside God's house, to need that strength, to need that grace that helps us to grow in holiness. And also Paul talking about judgment here too, you know, that this appointed time will come, but only God will do that. And be very careful not to connect into people who think they know, you know, where certain people are going, because they do not know. God is very merciful. And then finally, the gospel. This beautiful gospel that Jesus is talking about, where Jesus is telling us we cannot serve two masters. We cannot serve both God and money, or money and God. It's very easy to put money in front of God. Very easy to say, you know, I'm not going to go to church today. You know, I'm not going to worship God today. I'm not going to say the Our Father today. I'm not going to say that great prayer of grace, those 55 words that really transform us, really transform you and me. And just try it. If you have not done it, you know, I challenge you with this, with prayer, whether it be in this Lenten season or at any time this week. You say that prayer every morning, and you let me know at the end of the week if you feel different after saying that Our Father every day, knowing that all those things, examining those words, saying it slowly, letting it sink in to my mind and into my heart, saying that Our Father prayer over and over and over again. It's transformative. It will help you. It will heal you. It will give you wisdom. It will help you to learn what is right and what is good and what is beautiful. And so also this gospel reading, you know, not that money is bad, but it's the disordered desire for money, see, where we're totally focused on it. You know, whether it be in gambling or whether it be our job, working more than we should, not spending enough time with our family. You know, I was listening to a person the other day, and they were talking about, you know, that their wife was complaining that they were working, that they weren't working enough because they were, you know, only working, I think they were maybe even unemployed. They were working very little, okay? And then, of course, he got a job, and he started working 75 hours a week. And he was complaining about his wife. His wife says, well, she complains when I don't work, and then she complains that I work too much. Well, yeah, you are working too much. And that's where we're called into this balance. But when our thinking is like that, when we think that way, we're lost. We're not saying our prayers. We're not going to Mass. We're not surrendering our will to God and asking God, please give me the wisdom. Because otherwise you'd understand that, you know what, most normal people work about, you know, 40 to 50 hours a week. That's it. You need to take time off. You need to not sit on the couch either and work 10 hours a week. That's ridiculous, especially if you have a family. We need to be responsible. We need to be responsible. We need to, and have a good job, try to have a good job. And if we don't necessarily have a good enough job, we need to constantly keep thinking about, you know, asking the Lord, what should I do? Should I go back to school? Should I go talk to my boss? Is there something else in the company that I could do where I could make more money? So it's not the evil of money. It's getting it in the wrong order, see? That's what these scriptures say are all about, putting God first. God must be first in order for our lives to be fruitful, to be fruitful. So let me go through this, all these things. And also that it not become a source of idolatry. Well, there's another piece here that I wanted to read from the Catechism. Let me read that real quickly here. And this is the Profession of Faith out of the Catechism. Following in the steps of the prophets and John the Baptist, Jesus announces the judgment of the last day in his preaching. Then will the conduct of each one of the secrets of the hearts be brought to light. Then will the culpable unbelief that counted the offer of God's grace as nothing be condemned. Our attitude about our neighbor will be disclosed. Acceptance or refusal of grace and divine love. On the last day, Jesus will say, truly I say to you, as you did to one of the least of my brethren, you did it to me. Understand that? That's hard words, right? But as we live our lives, as we, the words that come out of our mouths, the actions that we take, all matter. And all, in a certain way, reflect onto God. See? Just as when we're parents, We're acting like God. We're representatives, all of us. And whether you're going to church or not, you are made in the image and likeness of God. You are called to this. See? So very important. Don't swear at your children. Very bad. Very bad thing. Do not be harsh, overly harsh. Be very careful. And very loving. And understand, you know, they only understand a certain amount of reason, you know. They don't really start reasoning until they're 5, 6, 7 years old, where they can really figure some of the stuff out. Otherwise, life is just like 5-minute segments. But also in the scriptures, the profession of faith, okay, that Christ invites all of us to this filial trust, this family, to trust in the Father, that this respect for creation, and to always seek God first. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters. I will forgive your sins. So beautiful. This is Jesus, what Jesus does for us. So first seeking God. Then this thanksgiving comes. Then this conversion of heart comes. Then this kingdom of God comes. But what we need to do is we need to pray each day. This is also an expression of trust taught to us by the Lord. God is teaching us all the time. Trust in me. Trust in me. Trust in me. You know, it's so beautiful. So there's one other catechism reading that I wanted to read, but I'm afraid that we're going to run out of time. But I ask you, my brothers and sisters, to be in prayer this week. We'll cover that next week. But be in prayer this week, especially this Ash Wednesday. If you are a parent, if you're a mom or a dad, pray for your children. Love your children. Learn how to be tender and caring with them. Understand the stresses that they go through in school. You know, and remind your children to be kind and loving to other children in school. You know, it is so difficult at times, and we need to change this culture back towards God, back towards Jesus, back towards this caring and loving of one another. There's an awful crisis, a crisis of death that is gripping our world and this country as well. We need to pray, my brothers and sisters. We need to stop ignoring God and start looking at God. Go to the church of your choice, or if you just can pray at home, but pray for this world, pray for our leaders, and most of all, pray for your families, pray for your own conversion, that more of God's light comes into your heart, that this conversion happens, that this love happens, where we truly treat one another as Christ wants us to treat each other. You know, he calls us to do that. He shows us this way. So let us be in prayer this week, especially this Ash Wednesday as we enter into Lent. May Almighty God bless all of you, and God bless your families. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you all. We love you.